appreciate very much your presentation and your attitude about everything else. Seems to me that one of the most glaring questions about all this, and I agree with everything you said on Romans 14, is the question of how we determine what are liberties. Because I've heard people get up and say, well, this and this and this, this is liberty. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It seems like that, for me, that's the struggle. And I think for a lot of our brethren, because we get into fights on, you know, this is liberty, that's not liberty, and those kind of things, then, you know, I want to give you just something I've used for myself and see what you think about it and get you to comment on it. Same as when we go to the scriptures, we look for something that is there a command, is there a specific example of something, and then obviously if it is, what is something we're going to do or not do? You know, we take anything, whatever this activity, whatever this thing we're trying to consider. But then, is that where we stop? Well, I would say no, that we have to go on and apply the principles because there's, you know, numerous principles, and I've got a list of about 30 principles that I went to the scriptures and looked at myself, and before we actually determine its liberty. And I base that a little bit on what Paul does in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. There he's talking about his right to receive financial support. Before he ever assumes that right, he goes through quite a dissertation to prove that he has an absolute right to receive support. So he establishes beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is a liberty that he can do that. But then, after he even gets to that point, he carries it a step further, and he goes and says, but even though it's a liberty, here are the reasons why I'm not going to exercise this liberty. And as you talked about several other things, it might have been a brother and a number of other things. So it appears to me that first off, we have to, number one, establish that it is a liberty by some kind of process. And then number two, after we do establish it, then we have to go back to the scriptures again and determine if, in fact, just because it's a liberty, we can exercise it. What's your comments on that?
Hebrews, the 5th chapter, turn over in the Testaments. Again, verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need to one teach you again, which be the first principle of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the words of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them, get it now, that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We've got to exercise our senses, and by studying the Word of God and so forth, we will determine things wrong. When that man asked me, is a party wrong? I had to use it here, the exercise of my senses. And the more you study this Bible and the more this Word of God, the less hard it'll be to do it. You can do it. I have people ask me all the time, is this wrong? Is that right? And I do it through that.
Seems to me that's the problem, what you brought up there about people asking questions like that. People want a quick answer. They don't want to go to Scripture and weigh principles and come to a conclusion based on what's pleasing to the Lord. You know, where Ephesians it says, prove what is acceptable to the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things. It seems like we don't want to do that. We want somebody to tell us a quick little answer, and if it's that, well, leave me alone, or if it's good, if it's not, well, and we don't want to use our minds. It seems like we have to, our responsibility as preachers and teachers is to teach people how to discern good and evil through going to the Scriptures and evaluating things, not just looking for an easy out.
Talk about Paul receiving pay is one thing. I want to go in. With us at liberty to be married in the Lord, or to be married. But only in the Lord is restriction there. Paul could either receive money or not receive money. And I had several things listed there that time got away from me. And I didn't get time to go to them, but all those things are there. And I'll be glad to answer any questions on those.
Helped me a little bit in studying on this area of liberty is the Galatians 5:13, because I think it points out a very clear principle that a lot of times we don't like to admit or talk about with liberty. A lot of times liberty is used as an occasion for the flesh. And that's usually the sense when, as was just mentioned by the brother, someone comes up and says, can we do this, can we do that, or is it wrong to do this, or is it wrong to do that? And I think in Galatians 5:13, where it highlights the use of liberty, it also says not only to not use it for an occasion of to the flesh, but to serve by love one another. And I think that's the key. When we put liberty in the context of love and avoiding the occasion for the flesh, it gives us a whole new perspective on liberty. Could you comment on that? Any other things that you came across that really highlighted like that?
Well, matter of fact, that's the idea. That's reading the Lord. He knows these things. Reading had us to grow in grace and honor the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Preacher wasn't there, our brotherhood, told me one time he hadn't had a new thought in 2 years. Another preacher told me he got up on Sunday morning, he wasn't a full-time preacher, and said he'd never looked at a chapter he got in the pulpit. And that's the reason people don't grow in the Word. They can't distinguish these things. They don't exercise their senses.